When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan, it is in fact award season in Hollywood. As much as the strike is putting a damper on it, it is that time of year when all of the great, back in the day, this would be Merchant Ivory season, when you would get all of these beautiful, lush period pieces with performances by actors well respected, that the studios just wanted to pump for awards gold. This would be considered one of those. In a lot of years, we'll talk about whether it is this year's director Alexander Payne, whose name I knew and I had to look at his filmography. He's not terribly prolific as a director, but we'll talk about that in a minute. This is The Holdovers with Paul Giamatti, with whom he worked on Sideways. And did Giamatti win the Oscar for that?
He was nominated. I don't remember who won, but that was definitely one of the better received films of whatever year that was.
2004. Yeah, he also directed Downsizing, which terribly was not good.
There's a couple films that he's done that I really haven't liked.
Yeah, but he's done he's also responsible for Election.
Yes.
So, you know, we'll give him that.
If you don't know Election, dark comedy there.
Dark. Very, very dark. But no, this is The Holdovers. Again, Paul Giamatti, Divine Randolph, and a young guy named Dominic Sessa, whom I don't know, but I'm going to check his thing right now. Oh, apparently this is it. This is his first credit. So Paul Giamatti is a professor at the Barton School, which is a private school in New York. And he is last minute tasked to supervise the students that are left behind over the Christmas holiday. So for 2 weeks, Christmas and New Year's, he has to handle these four kids, which becomes five kids. When Angus Tully, played by the aforementioned Dominic Sessa, he doesn't get to leave with his parents because rich parents. Set in 1970, Christmas of 1970. It's a period piece. Even the opening credits feel 1970s. The Focus Features, whose film this is, their logo feels like it's from the 70s. This movie has a great feel to it the whole way through in terms of its that it feels like the period it's in. Yeah, Alexander Payne, like I said, not being terribly prolific as a director. However, he does manage to really capture that feel. I was 2.5 months old when this movie took place. Oh. Just for everyone keeping track at home, I was 2.5 months old. By the time the school year starts, I was 3 months old. So you were not. No, you were not. You had a few more years to go. So this is interesting. So it's a character film about this curmudgeonly old teacher and the students in the 70s. We've got some Vietnam references. We've got rich man, poor man comparisons. Class wise, this is not an action packed film. I really liked it, but it is not going to be for everyone because it is very character driven. It is very talky. It is very, in many ways, it's existential. The three main characters, that are going through in this film. And that's not for everyone. There's some downer bits. to it.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely.
So I don't know. You saw it. I think you had to do some work on it. So you said you saw it earlier.
Yeah, we saw it earlier. I like the film. Let's put that out there. But I think that I like the idea of it a little bit more than I like the film itself. And I don't know why that is exactly. I didn't particularly. I don't. It maybe because it ends in a way that I wasn't particularly taken with. I don't know if it can really end any other way, but that wasn't how, you know. I don't know. I mean, I think I like the film, but for me, there was just something that wasn't quite there.
Yeah, no, and I can see I can see why you would say that. It's not perfect. It is good. I think Giamatti's great in it.
Anyone who's had like most of the time, and I, you know, our professors, we don't really have a any sort of really relationship that. You know, that is really anything beyond here's my paper, I listen to you talk or whatever, you know, I mean, there's a, so, you know, when in university and well, actually in high school things, you know, I did a lot of more of the artsy stuff and the writing stuff. And so you ended up having, I don't know what the word, not intimate is the wrong word, but, you know, a different sort of relationship with some of your professors and teachers than you would typically, or you know, you would have if they were your math teacher or whatever. So I got to, you know, I got to know the professional and personal side of people. I mean, I think this is the next interesting exploration of that sort of relationship between. You know, a teacher and a student. Then there's some stuff that there's a few things that are like, oh wow, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, there are comparisons to be made between this and say Dead Poets Society or The Emperor's Club, which if you haven't seen is Kevin Kline kind of riff on Dead Poets. But I think it actually is closer to this than Dead Poets is.
I also think that there's one major difference between this and Dead Poets, and that's that the nature of the you know, in Dead Poets, Robin Williams' character is kind of beloved.
Yeah.
And this character is anything but. He may, in fact, be the best teacher these kids ever get.
Yeah.
But in those films, they know it. In this film, you would probably call them and none of them would ever admit to it.
No.
I think that's an interesting, aspect that he's not a particularly liked individual. And that's kind of why he ends up in the situation that he's in, is because even his coworkers don't
care for him at all.
No, not really. Yeah. I mean, that's, you know,
yeah,
that's kind of a, It's a different place to come from in that regard.
Yeah, it is that, but it's you still kind of get that same idea that that's the relationship they're trying to build for, when and only one student ever gets that, and that's Angus Tully. Yeah.
And it's almost accidental.
It is incredibly accidental. It's a whole different movie if there's no if Wild Bill doesn't show up in the helicopter. But hey, look, if you enjoy what you're seeing and hearing on the Visually Stunning Movie Podcast, why not take a second to click subscribe if you're on YouTube, click follow wherever you're listening to us, follow us on Twitter at VS Movie Podcast, same over on Facebook. If you're on Instagram, it's Visually Stunning Movie Podcast. That would be awesome for us. We appreciate you listening. And now let's get back to the show.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
But I did like it. I don't know that it's for everyone, and that's a shame. But again, that's part of it's almost what a part of what why I refer to some films as Oscar bait. In that they're not necessarily made for general audiences, or they don't feel like they're made for general audiences. They feel like they're made for cinema goers, you know, and the people that are going to vote. As opposed to box office, because this is not going to do $100 million to box office, you know, at all, ever, across its entire runtime, ever. So it's, you know, it's a weird, it's a good movie, and people probably won't see it in theaters. That when it hits whatever streaming service it's going to be on, it'll wind up. You know, people will find it there slowly, but it's never going to be Netflix top 10. You know, it's not, it's one of those weird movies that in 6 or 7 years, people are going to talk about Giamatti and they're going to like, oh yeah. And the Holdovers. And then people will start talking about it, but they'll get through it through him, not through the movie in its entirety. And that's kind of sad. Cause it is, I think it is a good movie. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I took my wife and, as a barometer, she liked it too. She had issues with a couple spots, but overall, you know, she enjoyed it too. So it's like, there's an appeal there. The problem is just getting people in front of it or getting it in front of people. And I think that's where the problem with this movie is going to be. I don't think there's no quality issues with this film. I think it's just, it's the type of film that people aren't going to rush right out and see. So I don't know if,
I mean,
if it was a fix that.
I would recommend this film to people who like art house films. It serves that purpose. I think there is a problem. When you do get this film coming out, when it is coming out, and you know, it's quite obvious there what their aspirations are. Mm-hmm. And every film wants to, you know, I think be good and win awards and whatnot. But certain films, you know, you look at them and like you said, it's like, okay, this is their shot at an Oscar.
Yeah.
You know, this is what, you know, Focus clearly looked at this and said, okay, this has Oscar potential.
And it does.
More so. And yeah, well, and it does, I guess. I just think that also means when I'm watching it, with a little more scrutiny than maybe than I should, quite honestly, because, you know, I know what they want me to think it is.
Mm-hmm. So, then you have to decide if it is.
Yeah. And so I wish I didn't, you know, I wish there wasn't such a thing as award season. And I wish that we just saw films kind of in a vacuum and think about, oh, the studio wants, you know, this to be their Academy Award thing this year. You know,
yep.
I wish we could not just get away from all of that and just see things as movies and whatnot. And, but unfortunately, we can't. And so when I watch this film, there is a part of me that's saying, okay, well, is it as good as? Does it hit me as, you know, much as other films? And, you know, and I at this point, no, I don't know that it does. I'm very much on the Past Lives train still. Love that movie. We just talked about The Killer. I enjoyed that movie a whole lot more than this, you know. So it's just kind of a weird situation when we're asked to compare films that maybe shouldn't be compared, or shouldn't, you know, or it's not as fair to compare them to each other. But that's kind of where we're at, and you know, it's the season we're in, and it's hard to get away from it.
Yep. Wait for the. We should start getting boxes of DVDs before long.
Yeah, but it does kind of break my heart that this film comes out and the cast and aren't going to be able to talk about it, really.
No, and that's part of the problem with award season now, is that you can't, you can put the film out there, but the director can only push so hard. No one cares what the producer thinks. You know what I mean? And generally, unless that producer's name is Brad Pitt or George Clooney, you know, because they've also got the star power behind it to go and talk about a film. And so it is weird for a lot of films, not just this one. For a lot of films that might otherwise have aspirations.
Yeah, because and some would say, well, it's better because they can't, you know, distract, I guess.
Yeah, well, they can't try to sell you a pig in a poke either.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, it just feels like, I really hope the strike gets wrapped up here, because we are now at DEFCON 1 or whatever, you know. Yeah. I mean, they're now pushing movies into, you know,
2025. Yeah, that's insane.
And, you know, if they don't get this resolved, you know, we're not going to have much of a movie there. I mean, next year might be worse than the pandemic era. Which is just terrifying to think about.
Right.
But that's kind of where we're at. Anyway, so I like this movie. It's fine. I just wish I liked it more. I wish, you know, but again, there's some funny stuff in there. There's some nice Mormon jokes.
Right.
you know.
Forgot about the Mormon joke.
Yeah, there's some Mormon joke in there, but... It's not. If it offends you, I'm sorry.
It's so lame. Well, the joke anyways. Is so lame. Yeah, but the kid is great.
Yeah,
the Mormon kid is great.
Anyway, it's a pleasant enough film. It's a good art house film. Go see it in an art house theater. And I just don't. It's not going to make my. Big list.
No, it's so okay. So it opened in New York and LA in select theaters today. Well, October 27th. Sorry, because I don't know what I'm talking about this, but it should open wide on November 10th. So you should be able to see it in the theater if you would like to watch the trailer and make a choice and let us know what you think of it. The holdovers from Alexander Payne. With Paul Giamatti, and it's good. How good? TBD. So there you go. We've got more movies to watch more movies we're going to talk about for you. So stay around for those. Until we talk to you again, don't forget to like us, follow us on social media. All that's on the website, vsmoviepodcast.com. You know how that works. Do it. You know you want to. Till next time, I'm Mark. That is Ryan. Bye, Ryan. And we will talk to you all later.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.